Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive development at the primary level. On today's program, we visit the rural community of Broadleaf in Manchester, where several hardworking students from the Broadleaf Primary School recently received book vouchers to help manage their back-to-school expenses. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. For the past 6 years, one family has made it their mission to give back to the community of Broadleaf in Manchester. The Campbell family does it to honor the memory of their parents who were community stalwarts. Each year, the family, in collaboration with the Broadleaf Moravian Church, organizes a fundraising concert from which proceeds are used to provide book vouchers to top-performing students at the Broadleaf Primary School. Over the past 6 years, 30 students have received vouchers, with one special student from each grade at the school being awarded. They are selected based on academic performance and personal need.
I am passionate about education, so that is a part of our passion. And the rest of the family just support. The entire family, my siblings, everybody's in just really, really, we're just in one accord with that.
Spokesperson for the Campbell family, Patricia Campbell. Ms. Campbell, who taught at Broadleaf Primary School before going on to Teachers College, says the school is also provided with extra resources depending on the funds collected at the concerts.
We also support the school with additional resources. For example, last year it was $10,000. The previous year was also $10,000. Just for extra resources, because there are times when teachers don't have chalk and other simple things.
The recipients for this year's vouchers are Dejon Henry, David Josephs, Latavia Campbell, Adanisha Thompson, Moses Sterling, and O'Shane Nelson. Ms. Campbell says there are plans to expand the scope of the voucher program in the years to come.
We expect it to grow and that we'll be able to support children throughout their high school years. For example, maybe one at first or two, but not just top of the elementary, but each year it gets better. Last year we say that was the best, and I think this year is the best. So it's getting bigger and wider, and we are just so excited. And that just propelled me to do even more, and my siblings, I know, will echo that.
Principal of the school, Zeflin Graham, says the Campbell family's efforts have made a lasting impact, not only on the students, but on the parents as well.
The kids, they are so excited, and the parents too are so happy for it. Especially those that are going to the high school, it really helps a lot, because when they go to the book room, they don't want to get booked. They can take up a school bag sometimes, and even uniform too. It all depends on what is there.
Naturally, the beneficiaries and other residents are expressing gratitude to the Campbells for their generosity and their consideration for the community.
I feel good. Yes, I'm happy. And I know that it will be helpful.
I feel very good, because at the time when I get it, the book list was over $10,000 and it was $7,000 on the voucher, so it's helped me a lot. So I just make it up and buy the textbooks.
I feel very happy because Mama and Dad, they never have all of the money to pay for the books.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.